Industrial recruiters from across the country are trying to take advantage of California's ongoing energy problems. Commerce officials from Tennessee, North Carolina, and elsewhere are trying to lure businesses from California. They're targeting high-tech firms that have been plagued by rising electricity prices and service interruptions. They hope promises of a more stable energy supply will attract companies to their states. From Raleigh, North Carolina, NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
While California leaders are trying to solve their state's power crisis, Ken Atkins is 3,000 miles away, trying to capitalize on it. Atkins is an economic development officer at the Greater Raleigh Chamber of Commerce. This month, he's been sending special packages to California high-tech companies, with a not-so-subtle reminder about the state's recent blackouts.
This is a mailer that was sent out last week. The mailer itself simply asks a question, in the dark, about where to grow your business, and inside, we have a battery with our economic development webpage. That is an actual 9-volt battery, and it works.
The batteries come with a letter telling California companies that North Carolina has an ample electric supply and a stable government-regulated power market. Then it makes a pitch for the companies to expand into the Raleigh area, one of the leading high-tech regions on the East Coast. Atkins says even before the California blackouts, he was working to recruit Silicon Valley firms. But he says the electricity situation is a unique opportunity to lure those companies to the southeast.
We're certainly not trying to take advantage of someone else's misfortune, so to speak, but we do recognize that power and the availability of power is a very important business factor, particularly since there's uncertainty about the power source there. The certainty that we have here, we feel, is an advantage.
Atkins' mailing with the 9-volt batteries is just one of several promotional packages arriving at the offices of California companies this month. Business recruiters in Nashville are sending 1,000 flashlights with the message, "The lights are always on" in Tennessee, while recruiters in several other cities, including Spokane, Richmond, and Las Vegas, are mailing letters with a similar message. Bob Shriver of the Nevada Economic Development Commission says traditionally he hasn't used California's problems to attract companies to his state, even when California was stricken by earthquakes, mudslides, or fires. But he sees the energy crisis differently.
Natural disasters that have happened in California over the last while, we do not at all take advantage of that. But in a situation like this, our message is that this was a crisis caused by poor legislation or lack of vision. So that makes it a little easier to get our message across.
Shriver says even before the power crisis, Nevada was attracting about 50 companies a year from across the California border, mainly because of Nevada's more favorable tax structure. He expects the numbers to go up this year. But California economic officials say they're not worried that the energy problems will make it difficult to retain industry. Mike Morando of the State Technology, Trade, and Commerce Agency says he knows of no companies that have decided to flee California because of the power situation, and he doubts other states will attract California businesses by sending them batteries or flashlights.
When those flashlights are turned on, they will illuminate the world's sixth largest economy, which created more than 440,000 jobs just last year. California offers the most diverse and high-quality workforce in the country, and you can't beat the weather here as well.
Morando calls the energy crisis just a short-term hiccup in California's economy. And experts say as long as business leaders believe that interpretation, it's unlikely any major companies will be tempted to move elsewhere. Economist Roland Steven of North Carolina State University says the power blackouts so far haven't harmed Silicon Valley's reputation as the best place in the country for high-tech firms, nor Hollywood's status as the capital of the entertainment industry. Steven says even companies that are highly energy-dependent, like aluminum smelters or steel mills, aren't likely to move their operations unless the situation gets much worse.
These are huge investments made over a decades-long period of time, and they aren't very mobile. So they're just not going to move and pop up somewhere else because of temporary spikes in the cost of energy.
Steven says the only way the power crisis could result in a mass exodus of companies from California is if business leaders come to believe the state lacks either the political will or the technical ability to solve the problem. But he says the situation hasn't reached that level yet, and he says trinkets like flashlights or 9-volt batteries, while good for a few laughs, probably won't have much effect on whether companies decide to relocate. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.
From NPR News, this is Morning Edition, produced by Jim Wildman, directed by Van Williamson and Barry Gordimer, and edited by Doreen McAllister, Vladimir Dubinsky, and Jeffrey Katz. The production staff includes Molly Peterson, Amy Costello, Melissa Gray, Jamila Bay, Kara Gerhardt, Eric Klein, Steve Monroe, Christine Arrowsmith, Jim Wallace, Tom Bullock, Chip Grabo, Claudette Haberman, and Shelley Franklin. Technical director is Tom Carpenter, with audio engineers Gary Henderson, Guy Knapper, Roger White, Greg Gavin, Ted Mebane, Renee Pringle, and Arthur Halliday Laurent. Senior producers are Neva Grant and Audrey Wynn, senior editor Susan Feeney, executive producer Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Bob Edwards.